Welcome to Shattering Ceilings, the podcast that dares you to dream bigger, reach higher, and break free from the limits that hold you back.
I'm Megan, and together with my co-host Lauren, we embark on a journey of growth and expansion, one conversation at a time.
Get ready to challenge your thinking, question the status quo, and unlock the potential within yourself that you never knew existed.
Each week, we bring you thought-provoking discussions and valuable insights that will empower you to embrace change, push past barriers, and take bold steps towards the life you truly deserve.
We believe in providing action-oriented takeaways that you can implement immediately, so you'll never leave an episode without a practical plan for personal growth.
So join us on this transformative adventure as we shatter ceilings, break boundaries, and create a community of dreamers and doers.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Shattering Ceilings. It's Lauren.
And Megan. And today we are here with a short episode, guys. We're setting this intention at the beginning because we're trying to do something new where we give you guys little nuggets rather than an hour worth of our, tangents.
The reality is that we're both chatty Cathys, especially when we get going on something that we're passionate about. And
yes,
also too, like we usually just kind of flesh it out here. We're not prepared anymore with notes or bullet points or whatever. It's kind of like,
we talk it out as we go.
Shooting from the hip. And so that's what you guys are getting.
Yeah. But today we came on with a specific topic. It actually stems from a Instagram post that Laura saw.
Lauren. I forgot my name already.
Good God. That Lauren posted in her stories yesterday that we both really loved. And it was this idea of a fuck it list.
Yes. Instead of a bucket list, we have a fuck it list.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool.
Oh, I love it so much because it takes a lot of, like for someone like me who tends to kind of play it small sometimes because I'm scared of failure, having a fuck it list and having like that label at the top of it takes off so much pressure. So the idea is that you make a list of things that you maybe in your wildest dreams don't think could ever happen, but fuck it, we're going to give it a shot anyways.
Yeah.
Right. Whether it's applying for a job or setting the goal to run the marathon, going on the major vacation, like whatever.
Yeah, but it could also be like small things too. Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking of like an example, right? That like comes to my mind is like, I was at, you know, I was on vacation and I'm not one to really be into reptiles. Like, that's not my thing. You know what I mean? But they came up and they had like this snake in their hand. Like, do you want to hold it? And I'm like, fuck it. Let's just do it. You know what I mean? And I just did it. And like, again, it didn't mean anything other than like, hey, like I can hold, you know, a snake and not be so freaked out, you know, right now.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like something silly. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. But the main point is to not be attached to the outcome either way. Like you're not expecting the best. You're not expecting the worst. You just think it would be cool that it like happens, that you actually do it. Like, it's the action itself that is bringing and sparking that joy or sparking those emotions, right?
Yeah, it's like rolling the dice. You know, you don't know what the outcome is going to be, but you're going to have the experience no matter what.
Oh, I love that. I love that because I am 1-3.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, I'm in the sixth part of my life now, but I have had tons of fun with that 3 lifestyle.
Yeah. Did you ever have a friend though that like pulls you into that fuck it list more? Like, I definitely know people that will kind of get me like riled up and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let's just do it, you know? And like, those are some of the best. And you have to be careful with those relationships too, because you can also get a little wild. But I feel like those are some of the best relationships because they pull you out of that shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So honestly, I was that person with most of my, like,
you would pull people out.
Fuck yes. I was the one where they're like, oh, this, let's go do this. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. Or like, you know, everybody's doing one little thing and I catch my eye on something. I'm like, oh, let's go do this. And like, oh, that's against the rules. Or, you know, that looks a little fucking scary. And I'm like, no, fuck it. Let's do it. Like I was the peer pressure.
Yeah.
Sometimes to a fault, you know. Yeah.
I mean, we all have that. I think, well, not everybody, but I feel I have that as well. But I think that you are still someone who can do that, that does pull that. Because I mean, you know, you and I are very different. And I feel like you've definitely pulled me in directions that I probably would have been scared to go in and, you know, helped me release the expectation. Cause I am I am someone who can get stuck in my head and think about all the different outcomes.
Same. I think some of that, I mean, okay, we're keeping this short, guys, but I do think some of that comes with parenting, right? I know that since I became a parent, the amount of times that I'm like, fuck it, and I just go for something has gone down a lot because there's more responsibility and things to consider. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a natural transition that you make when you have little mm-hmm. humans that are, yeah. you know, you're responsible for. But, you know, since a lot of you guys are moms that listen mm-hmm. to this, mm-hmm. or maybe, you know, not as young and reckless as you once were, take a second today to sit down and think, like, where in my life am I maybe not jumping that I would really love to? Yeah. Like, what would your fuck it list be like today? Mm-hmm. Write down a couple of things and start going after them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have the fun.
And to not be attached, like we said, you know, to the outcome either way. I think that holds a lot of us back, right? When we're attached to things, you know,
for sure.
Or the fear of like,
fear of unknown,
what the fear of the unknown, but also like, what will people think? Ooh, if I go after that fuck it list, right? Like,
absolutely.
That's a big one for me that I feel, you know, I am working on breaking out of for sure.
Yeah. Same. I mean, I did a fuck it list thing recently and y'all are going to be so sick of hearing of this, but it is such a big deal for me because it is on my fuck it list. Like the applying for that job. Right. Yeah. That job at LSUS. Yeah. It's a fuck. And I'm telling people, right? Like,
yeah, you're coworkers, making it real like, oh, by putting yeah. it out there, right? You're not hiding yeah. it. Yeah.
But being open to the fact, like, I probably won't get it and that's okay. Yeah. But fuck it, I tried. Right? Right. And I'll keep on applying and doing stuff like that because why not? Worst case scenario, I'm still where I'm at.
How does that make you feel though when you did that and you were like, fuck mm-hmm. it, I'm just going to go for it? Like, how did that feel? And how does it feel now? Like knowing that you're going to do that again with something else.
I think it's really exciting. Mm-hmm. I have to like calm my nerves a little bit, especially because it's been such a slow process mm-hmm. where like the confirmation that I would hope for, whether it was interview or like, no, thank you, we're not interested, mm-hmm. is taking so long that it's really testing my ability to like sit in that space of trust. Yeah. And like, yeah. all right, you went for this, right? We're doing this almost as a test of like, can we stay in a regulated state around yes. something that's exciting, that we would really love? We could see where it would benefit our life and also know that it may not come. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun little challenge, if nothing else. I'm like, okay, how do I manage when I step into uncomfortable situations?
Right.
And I think, you know, we've talked about this here, that anterior mid-cingulate cortex, right? When we do scary things, when we jump into the unknown, that part of your brain grows and it builds that willpower and tenacity. And it's going to make that next scary step a little bit easier. Because now you have the evidence and the practice.
Yeah.
So that's
what it is. So if anything, building that trust muscle, right?
Absolutely.
If anything, like just building that confidence to step outside your comfort zone and do something different. I think that is definitely worth it. It's definitely worth having a bucket list.
You know, something that you mentioned before we hopped on that I think I don't want us to miss is based on our observation just in life, the people who do the oh fuck it, like take that oh fuck it chance, mm-hmm. seem to have way more opportunities come
they
their
do,
way.
Right.
Because they're not so caught up on what could happen, the result, right? They let go of that death grip on needing to control the outcome.
Absolutely.
And it creates a lot more space for opportunity to come in.
Yeah, I think you're more magnetic when you're open, right? I mean, think about it.
100%.
When you're a closed circuit, energy cannot flow, right? It's not flowing anymore. But when you're open, mm-hmm. right? Again, you're allowing that space and you're allowing those things to come through, you know? So I think that's another thing to keep in mind too, when we are like manifesting things, like how open are we to the possibilities of how that's going to come through? Not yeah. necessarily like it has to show up just like this. It has to be, you know, I don't know. On this
is how
day,
I'm going to know I've manifested
this thing. Like, no.
Yeah.
Right.
Be open. Yeah.
Be open.
Write yourself a fuck it list.
Yeah.
And pick one to go try.
In fact, here's your little call to action here. I want you to write your fuck it list and me and Meg will do the same mm-hmm. when this episode comes out. And then I want you to tag us at Shattering Ceilings Pod so we can see it and we'll share your fuck it list.
Yes.
And maybe we can even do some kind of accountability around this.
Yeah. And share ours. Mm-hmm. Like you share yours, we'll share ours.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
That's right. It keeps us accountable too. So yes. Now we have to do it.
Yes, absolutely. I love that.
All right, guys.
See you next time.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Shattering Ceilings. We hope today's conversation has ignited a fire within you to chase your dreams fearlessly.
Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode packed with inspiration and actionable steps.
If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps us reach more listeners and continue spreading the message of growth and expansion.
And remember, it's never too late to rewrite your story, redefine your limits, and shatter the ceilings that stand in your way.
Until next time, keep dreaming big and taking bold actions. You got this.